Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them.
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, the cattle futures market mixed here, kind of sold off throughout the day. In the feeder cattle, but live cattle mixed. We're up 30 in October at 125.57. The December's up 15 at 130.25. February 15 higher at 134.80. But April and June both lower. April live cattle were down 32 cents at 137.67. If you look at the chart on the live cattle, they've rallied about $5 or $6 off their low from the first part of August. They got down to about 125 on Dece Live. Today's close just over 130. We're also above the 20-day moving average, so hopefully that'll bring back some buying interest into the market. Feeder cattle were in the red here, down 87 in October at 159.47. The Novembers were 161.15, down 45. November cattle have rallied about $9 or $10 off of their lows from the first part of October. We're also above the moving average here, and hopefully the market will gain some traction. The 50-day moving average and also the 50% retracement provided some resistance for the feeder cattle contracts today. The hog market was 40 higher in October, 90.25, December down 52 at 81.50. Box beef was down $1.25 on choice to 284, select up 90, 265.34.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
The grain markets were down 3 to 4 cents, really across the board here and everything but the Minneapolis wheat. December corn down 3.5 at 5.30.5. March is down 3.5, 5.39. The beans 3 to 4 lower here with November down 4.25 at 12.43 even. Chicago wheat 5 to 7.5 lower. The Kansas City wheat down 3 to 4 cents here. December was 7.37.5, down 3.75. That market's been steady for the last week or so. The cotton futures, of course, this week were all over the place. December, it looks like they're going to finish 120 lower at 110.41, about 6 cents off their high overnight. So that was a reversal. It made new highs and then sold off. So technically, that's a technical reversal there. March is 88 lower at 107.85. Been seeing some people do some options market or some put options and put spreads, et cetera, to offset some of the risk in the cotton futures. On Tuesday, we've got a USDA supply and demand report. It's the regular monthly report. The estimates look like total corn production 14.973 billion bushels, slightly lower than last month. The yield slightly lower as well, 176 bushels an acre. The soybean production 4.415, slightly higher than last month, and the yield 51.1, about half a bushel higher. So a little bit tighter corn, a little bit more beans according to the estimates.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.